This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops control about 80% of the fiercely contested eastern city of Severodonetsk and have destroyed all three bridges leading out of it, but Ukrainians were still trying to evacuate the wounded, according to a regional official. VOA contributor Anna Chernakova describes the latest Russian offensive.
We got confirmation from the military that all the bridges that connect Severodonetsk in the area are destroyed. So basically, just for the understanding that Luhansk and Donetsk region, there are a lot of rivers there, and there is one huge river which is called Siversky Donets, and this is one of the main logistics point as well, because Russian forces are trying to reach the river and cross the river, and they're not successful. So this river is extremely important, and it creates a lot of difficulties for both sides.
The governor of the eastern Luhansk region acknowledged that a mass evacuation of civilians from there now was simply not possible due to the relentless shelling and fighting. U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner will remain in Russian custody through at least July 2nd after her detention was extended for a third time. That's according to Russian state media. The report gave no timeline for Griner's trial, but cited a top Russian diplomat as saying that she will not be considered for a detainee swap until her case has been investigated. The 31-year-old WNBA center was arrested on suspicion of drug smuggling after Russian airport authorities claimed in February to have found cannabis products in her luggage. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced his support Tuesday for his chamber's emerging bipartisan gun agreement, boosting momentum for a modest but notable election year action by Congress as on an issue that's deadlocked lawmakers for three decades. The Kentucky Republican said that he hoped an outline of the accord released Sunday by 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans would be translated into language and legislation and enacted. McConnell's backing was the latest indication that last month's gun massacres in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, had reconfigured the political calculations for some in the GOP after years of steadfastly opposing even incremental tightening of firearms curbs. FDA advisors back Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for older kids. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A panel of outside experts advising the Food and Drug Administration voted unanimously Tuesday to endorse Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 6 to 17, saying it is safe and effective.
The benefits do outweigh the risks.
I think the benefits clearly outweigh the risks, but I say that with the comfort being provided that there will be a third dose.
Make it optional because clearly some kids get infected and do just fine.
If the FDA agrees, the Moderna vaccine would be a second option for school-aged children and teens joining the Pfizer vaccine. The advisory panel meets again Wednesday to consider Moderna and Pfizer vaccines for children under five. I'm Mike Gracia.
Federal authorities have indicted 26 people and seized nearly 500,000 counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl during a two-year investigation into an international drug smuggling operation, according to prosecutors. Charges of conspiracy to traffic drugs and possessing drugs with intent to distribute were filed against 26 people. 17 defendants, most of them from San Diego and surrounding areas, have been arrested, and the others are being sought. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced if convicted, they will face 10 years to life in prison and up to a $10 million fine each, according to prosecutors. The drug trafficking operation, based in Sinaloa, Mexico, shipped counterfeit pharmaceutical pills laced with fentanyl, powder fentanyl, heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine to the United States. Recapping our top story, Russian troops control now about 80% of the fiercely contested eastern city of Severodonetsk and have destroyed all three bridges leading out, but Ukrainians were still trying to evacuate the wounded and more. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.